Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Making Movies is Sidney Lumet's professional memoir and filmmaking handbook, shaped by more than four decades of directing for stage, television, and cinema. Rather than presenting theory in the abstract, Lumet explains how a film actually gets made, from selecting a script to shaping performances, planning photography, cutting the final edit, choosing music, and preparing for release. The book reflects the perspective of a director who worked with major actors and large studio systems while remaining deeply focused on craft, collaboration, and story intention. Its value lies in how practical it is. Lumet describes the daily decisions that turn a script into a finished film and shows why directing is not a solitary art, but a coordinated process involving many departments. Written in a conversational and direct style, it is both a memoir of working inside Hollywood and a field guide for understanding the responsibilities of a director. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Lumet treats filmmaking as a collaborative chain from script to release. One of the book's central ideas is that filmmaking is a structured sequence rather than a single creative burst. Lumet moves through the process from script selection and preparation to shooting, editing, scoring, and marketing, showing how each stage affects the next. This matters because it prevents a narrow view of directing as only about camera placement or actor guidance. For Lumet, a director must think across the whole production, balancing artistic intention with the practical realities of time, money, and personnel. His discussion makes clear that poor choices early in development echo later in production, while a strong foundation can guide everything that follows. The result is a useful model of cinema as an interconnected craft in which every department contributes to the final meaning of the film. Secondly, the importance of intention aligning story, theme, and visual choices. A key concept in the book is Lumet's emphasis on intention, which he uses to describe the core thematic direction of a film. He argues that the writer and director should agree on this intention before photography begins so that the work has a clear emotional and dramatic center. Once that shared direction exists, the other departments can add detail, texture, and nuance without losing unity. This idea is important because it explains how strong films often feel coherent even when many people contribute to them. Lumet does not treat intention as a slogan or a vague artistic ideal. He treats it as a working principle that shapes decisions about performance, design, pacing, and visual style. By linking theme to practical execution, he shows that clear thinking at the conceptual level can improve the entire production process. Thirdly, actors, crew, and the director as a coordinating human presence. Lumet's book is notable for the respect it gives to everyone involved in production. He presents the director as a coordinator who must understand and value the contributions of actors, cinematographers, editors, production designers, stunt performers, and even extras. This collaborative attitude is not sentimental. It is a practical recognition that films are made through specialized labor. Lumet shows that trust, communication, and shared purpose are essential if the set is to function well. His experience with major performers also gives him a strong sense of how directors can draw out good work without reducing actors to technical components. At the same time, he avoids romanticizing the process, acknowledging the tensions that arise when many creative personalities work under pressure. The book, therefore, offers a grounded view of leadership in film, where the director succeeds less by dominating than by organizing energy intelligently. Fourthly, what the book reveals about the technical craft behind screen magic. Although Lumet writes as a memoirist, much of the book is a technical guide to the hidden mechanics of filmmaking. He discusses photography, lighting, art direction, editing, sound, and music as practical tools that shape the audience's experience. His examples help explain why a scene is never just the script on its own. Tone can change through framing, rhythm, sound design, or the way a performance is cut. One of the book's strengths is that it connects these technical choices to storytelling rather than treating them as isolated specialties. The reader comes away with a clearer sense of how movies are assembled piece by piece and why details that seem minor on set can have major effects in the finished work. Even where some production specifics reflect an earlier era, the underlying logic of visual and editorial decision-making remains highly relevant. Lastly, why the book endures as both memoir and practical teaching text. Making Movies stands out because it combines professional instruction with a personal account of a long directing career. Lumet does not write like a detached academic or a self-promoting celebrity. He writes as someone who has spent years inside the messy, demanding reality of production and has learned by doing. That gives the book unusual credibility and makes its advice feel earned rather than theoretical. It is especially valuable for screenwriters, film students, and aspiring directors who want to understand not only how movies look on screen, but how they are organized behind the scenes. The book also remains important because its core principles are durable clarity of intention, collaboration, and respect for craft do not age quickly, compared with many filmmaking books that focus heavily on technique or theory alone. Lumette offers a broader, more humane account of directing as both an artistic and managerial responsibility. In conclusion, Making Movies is best suited for readers who want a serious, first-hand account of how films are actually made. Film students will benefit from its clear explanation of production stages. Screenwriters will gain a better understanding of how scripts become moving images. And aspiring directors will find a realistic picture of the responsibilities involved in leading a film set. Experienced readers may also appreciate its historical perspective on studio-era practice and New York-based production culture. What distinguishes this book from many other filmmaking guides is its combination of authority and modesty. Lumet never presents directing as mystical, and he never reduces it to a checklist. Instead, he explains it as a disciplined, collaborative craft in which intention, communication, and technical judgment all matter. The book is not a comprehensive manual for every modern tool or workflow, but that is part of its strength. It focuses on the enduring principles that still shape good filmmaking, which is why it remains widely recommended decades after publication. If you would like to support Sidney Lumet, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.